Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden approves military airdrops of aid into Gaza after chaotic encounters left more than 100 dead. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden says the U.S. will take more action to get humanitarian aid into Gaza a day after more than 100 Palestinians were killed in an encounter with Israeli troops. The president says the military will soon start airdrops of aid, noting the flow of help right now is nowhere near enough.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
The U.S. had been considering airdrops for months, and while yesterday's incident appeared to tip the balance, it won't be easy.
There's few military operations that are more complicated.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the airdrops will supplement overland air deliveries. The administration's pushing Israel to allow more truck convoys into Gaza. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pressure mounted on Israel over the deaths of dozens of Palestinians during the confused incident in the Gaza Strip.
Four witnesses who spoke at the hospital in Gaza City in a video obtained by Reuters said they were fired upon by Israeli forces. Some describing tanks and armed drones being involved. The incident has underscored the collapse of orderly aid deliveries in parts of Gaza occupied by Israeli forces with no administration in place. Reaction in Israel ranged between total support for soldiers coming from its ultra-right-wing security minister to a columnist in the biggest daily paper saying the incident would mark a turning point in the war and could lead to tough international pressure. Meanwhile, a humanitarian disaster and looming famine continue to plague the Gaza Strip.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnson.